This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, what a day. What a day.
What a dollar. Oh man. Another day, another dollar.
Carl, did you ever think when you hit me up, we were sitting, I think we were at Jay's bar or something, you're like, man, we gotta do a podcast about Gossip Girl. Did you ever think we'd be sitting here in the HeadGum Studios after watching the finale of season one of Gossip Girl?
I never thought in a million years. I never thought I'd be sitting across from AK-47, from Clay.
From Big Clay, don't fuck with him.
Like, don't fuck with Big Clay, okay? And make sure you say his name right. His mama named him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. All right. I never thought we'd be sitting in front of three cameras. I never thought we would be sitting opposite sides of the amazingly great, the amazingly talented Greta Titelman.
Oh my God,
she's the host.
Welcome
of the HeadGum Podcast. Senior superlatives. I didn't even need to read that because it's not up on my phone, as you can see. I was trying to find it.
You just remembered it.
I just remembered it from that. You can watch her on Search Party.
You can.
You're a writer. You wrote on Lost in Spookies? Did you write on it?
I'm on Lost in Spookies.
What did you write on?
What did I write on? Nothing yet. Oh, nothing that the world has seen yet.
Give her a job.
They simply just see me acting on things. But you know, all the girlies out there, I have some stuff. Hit me up if you want to buy it.
Let's go.
Very excited to have you on the show, Greta. This is going to be so fun.
Thank you. Wow. I can't believe that I'm on the finale episode. This is like a huge honor. And I thank you both so much for having me.
We're honored to have you.
We're blessed. We're grateful. We're highly favored. Yeah, AK-47's check cleared, so I'm paid for this. I don't know if y'all got y'all.
Oh yeah, I haven't been getting paid yet. When's the Athletic Greens gonna start paying?
Athletic Greens. This show's brought to you by Athletic Greens.
Yeah,
got stomach problems.
Oh man, it was funny. I went to the doctor today, I went to the telehealth. She's like, I said, She said, you got too high. Your cholesterol's too high. And I said, but I've been taking. I probably shouldn't say this. I've been taking Athletic Greens. And she was like, yeah, but are you drinking a lot of alcohol? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, stop.
That'll do it.
Yeah. It's hard to not drink alcohol.
Impossible.
Yeah, it's very hard.
I'm like, you know, not today. And then the night comes. And then I'm like, well, a little glass of red wine is medicinal.
Yeah.
And then I have one. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, let's have another because that I want to continue enjoying myself. And then next thing you know, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's how it happens. Every time I say one glass and I'm leaving. And then that never happens.
Four glasses. And then if you had a place that has red wine and tequila shots.
Oh, well, then it's done.
Yeah. And then you go, I'm going to be hurting in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did this to myself.
Exactly.
I have to take responsibility. I was going to do a dry month from February 19th to March 19th. Because
and?
I got a wedding to go.
And you want to
look
good.
Shout out Kayla. We're going to Kayla's wedding, huh?
You want to look good.
I wanted to look good. I wanted to look good in my suit. I wanted to, like, you know. And now I'm just going to have to look like me in my suit.
I feel the same way. That's funny that you say that because I have a wedding this weekend in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to look very good for it. And I was like, Greta, you're not going to drink for like a month. And then it was like the first week. And I was like, okay. 3 weeks, and then that week, and then I was like, okay, now 2 weeks, and then last week happened, and now I'm like leaving in 3 days, and I'm like, and it's over.
Yeah, it's like I won't drink for the first 2 hours of the wedding.
Yeah, I won't drink for the first 2 hours. I won't drink until the reception.
Yeah,
yeah.
I won't drink until the reception. It's so easy. Like there were so many events that happened over like the past month.
Oh my God!
Like,
yeah,
we went to Vegas. It's like, well, I'm gonna have
I know
to
we
to
was.
Vegas.
Yeah. I am a believer in like now in my adult life, I try and be more like, is this going to enhance my experience with these people that I love, or am I just doing it because I'm bored? And I try and like ask myself that. And I've gotten better at being like, you don't need to drink. I don't need to go to a show. Mm. Just as I'm doing like a spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need to drink before I do a spot at this like random show in LA. Yeah. I don't need to do that.
I don't know if I say a comedian in the bio, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Times great, a great comedian. Comedian.
Oh, yeah,
great
comedian.
Big fan.
Let's fan. You. I know your work.
Do you got spotted? Or should we go, do we got user spotted for this?
We could do user spotted. Greta, do you have a spotted? Have you spotted anybody recently?
Celebs?
Yeah, anybody, anything. Anything but celebs, you know. Celeb. We have different tiers of spotted.
Yeah, well, we got bootcut spotted.
I have spotted. A lot. I'm a spotter.
Okay. Give like us one. Shoot us.
At the gym?
I mean, I like constantly, well, I just had a, I mean, okay, wait. Do you want it to be celebrity? What do you want? Do you want it to be bizarre?
Yeah,
what
give,
do
us,
you want
give
it to
us a
be?
Bizarre anything. One.
Yeah,
give us
yeah.
a bizarre spotted.
Yeah, we had some good celebrities one on the last pod, so
yeah.
Whatever you got, we're ready for it. It's all spotted.
Okay. Ooh. I saw a really good fight happen between a couple.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about
great
it.
Spotted.
Which, you
spotted.
Know, we love outside of the what I am convinced is the last standing Le Pen quotidien on Earth on Larchmont
oh.
Boulevard.
Oh, that's that like that bread restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure they were either like late teens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually positive that they were in high school. And okay. Actually, this kind of works.
Yeah, yeah. This
yeah, they yeah. This was, you were like Gossip Girl in that
because
moment.
I
you
am.
Should tell the high school about this.
I am because Marlboro, that all girls like mm-hmm. uniform school, is close to Larchmont. I think.
Oh, really? It's
I
called
see them,
Marlboro, like
Marlboro.
After the cigarettes.
Yeah, like the cigarettes. Yeah.
That's insane.
And they all have to smoke cigarettes.
That's
at
disgusting.
And
they've gone too far.
They were in a fight, and they were fighting because I think he had liked someone's stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And they were fighting over like him engaging with someone else's content that like she clearly had beef with.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And she was just so fucking mad and like not giving up.
Wow.
And it was kind of inspiring to see, you know, 17-year-olds filled with passion
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
pain.
Yeah.
And really fighting. And then I was obviously standing waiting for a friend, eavesdropping. And then she was like, you know, it's clear to me now that this is not going to work.
Wow.
And then
she
I was
said
just
that?
Like, yeah. And wow. then I was just like, you know what? I wanted to go up to her and be like, you're making the right decision.
Hey.
Because
listen.
Whatever time you're investing in this high school relationship, it's over.
Yeah.
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 That's crazy. But I do love Le Pen is
Le Pen
how you say
it.
They got a good cod salad up in there. And
all,
I'm really sad that they're all
the
shutting down.
So it ain't Panera? Panera,
no.
It's not the same thing.
It's like
the,
it's like a fancy version of Panera. Like if you want the
it
things that...
It's no fancy than Panera. What the fuck are you talking
I'll
about?
I'll have the tomato bisque Panera, please.
I'll have... You know, I was addicted to Panera's Chinese chicken salad for a very long time in high school.
Yeah.
And a bread bowl. Classic bread bowl.
Yeah.
They got everything there.
I like the Big Kid grilled cheese.
They're great.
Yeah, with the tomato soup. They got the croutons in the tomato soup.
Delicious.
The Big Kid grilled
big
cheese.
Big Kid grilled cheese. I also had another good grilled cheese the other night. Where was it at? Yard House.
They had a
Where's
good grilled
that?
Cheese?
Downtown. Mm. I go to the Clipper games a lot.
And, the beer spot? Mm. Where they got a lot of beer?
Yeah, 150 beers on tap.
Who has the time?
Yeah, to drink all that damn beer.
I don't
know.
Not
me. Time?
I don't
know. No, sir.
There is no time.
Not
no.
me.
Not in this world. Not in the world of Gossip Girl. The time don't stop.
Time
for them.
Keeps on slipping into the future. CEO told us that in Space Jam. Who was the first? Who was the original? Steve Miller Band?
I think
Fly
so.
Fly Like an Eagle?
Yeah.
I love just making Anya just look up shit.
Anya,
what is
the original
the first person
I
on the moon?
I think you are right.
Yeah. Steve Miller yeah. Band. Shout out to Steve Miller Band.
I love
come on
that
the show
song.
That song is good. I like the single version too. I like this.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jordan dunking, like, got his tongue out.
That movie was really
like
good.
Yeah,
that was a great Space Jam.
Controversial take. First Space Jam was really good.
Yeah, come hey, on, look, you can't be saying that type of stuff.
I know, man. Look, if we invited you on this podcast, we ain't expecting you to be coming in all reckless like
you
that. You know what I mean? They going to kill us now.
Oh, hell
man.
No.
Bugs Bunny, we're sorry.
Speaking of ate up. This boy Dan finna get ate up
oh
by Harriet the Spy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh man. Woo. So we start off. Serena is looking for Dan. She's calling. Hey, nobody been answering their phone for the past.
I know.
Three
I love how this episode started exactly the same as the other episode. Like, hello,
hello,
hello.
I'm trying to get in contact with you. You're not answering your phone. That's back when people still used to call each other.
Hmm.
I also, it's a very, it's my favorite time in phone culture.
Mm-hmm.
This. time of Gossip Girl.
The flip phone?
Yeah. And like,
the terrible picture?
You can miss texts. Like, you can...
Yeah.
It's, like, more reasonable to be out of touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas now it's, like...
It's like, why didn't you text me back?
Yeah. Our phones are, like, molded into our hands.
Right,
whereas
right.
Whereas there, it's, like... Look at that little flip text. Put it away like you never even saw it.
I'll get back to that person later.
I have to go do something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now we cannot do anything. We can't do anything without our phone.
In the middle of New York City, too, just walking around with their phone. Yeah. Like, just get out the street, please, Serena.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I got it. I thought I just deleted the whole note.
Oh,
like,
man.
We ain't gonna talk about this.
You don't want to go by my notes because they are messy.
I got it.
Okay.
So Rufus and Lily wake up together.
Oh, yeah. Poise-coital, too.
Poise-coital. They both sweaty.
Yeah.
Nice and sweaty. Still wet from the night before.
Dripping.
I mean, he's still wearing all of his accessories.
Yes.
Yeah, he got a necklace on.
You see Rufus's tattoo.
Yeah, you see his little beaded bracelet.
Yeah.
He seemed like he'd be fucking with his jewelry on. Like, yes. You know, he'd have the chain on.
Wait, you don't?
Oh, I do, yeah. Oh, of course I do. It makes me feel like Deion Sanders or something.
Yeah, that shit is tight. It gives me a different level of masculinity. To wear this gold chain.
Talk about that on your podcast, Greta.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I feel like it's something we learned in high school, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a lot of chain sex.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah, what is it from, like, the female perspective? Because I feel like I'm doing it, but I feel like for the woman, I'm like, is this annoying them? Because it's definitely, like, probably hitting them already.
Sometimes it's annoying.
He's like, get this chain out of here. It's just a big-ass Jesus piece.
Well,
like,
we wore longer chains back in the early 2000s. Yeah. I wasn't having sex in the early 2000s. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we weren't hooking up back there, yeah.
Also, chains that weren't real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of that.
Yeah,
I would be on some, like, your neck is green. You know? Yeah, like, what
you
is
see this? It up close?
Yeah.
Like, this shit is fake. Man, I don't want to fuck you.
So he gets the call.
Yeah.
Big Roof Dog gets the call that he's going on tour.
He's on the moon. He just hooked up with Lily.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm about to go back on tour. Lisa Loeb is in the building.
I mean, opening for the Breeders, which I also think is very funny.
Is that real? Is that
yeah,
real?
The Breeders are real.
Yeah, who is that? I didn't know who that was.
Oh, come on. I'm going to play you. I'm going to play under 10 seconds so that you don't get sued.
Oh, please don't.
Okay.
You will know. It's just like really a sign of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know this song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to be really fast.
I bet
we'll
know it too. Watch.
Wait, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
It's
before.
A song that goes, wow.
That's the Breeders? Okay,
that's some 90s shit then.
I was on Madden 1 in them years. I know that song.
Yeah.
That's been taking, this last two episodes have been taking me back to the 90s just generally. I'm like, 90s was lit.
I mean, that MGMT song hit in that episode.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And that Def Cap for Cutie song at the end, that's not 90s, but I was like,
yeah.
Take me back.
Okay. You know what I wanted to happen?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Lily wake up in the bed with Roof Dog,
mm-hmm.
I wanted Lisa Loeb to roll over too.
Roof
Dog is out here wildin'.
I only hear when I want to. And he's like, get your ass out of here, Lisa Loeb. I ain't want you here anyway.
Lisa Loeb. She's like, oh, come on, you didn't say that last night.
Yeah.
Big Roof Dog. Yeah. See you later, Lily. Enjoy the wedding.
Yeah, have fun getting married. I'm out of here.
Oh, the episode title is Much I Do About Nothing.
Yeah. I love that pun.
Puns. Don't be a thin line between Chuck and Nate. That's the best one of the whole season.
Yeah.
Thin line between Chuck and Nate was the best one.
Mm.
So Blair and Chuck wake up in the bed together too. Ah! He said he didn't want to hurt his back, but they done devised the plan on how to get Georgina
out
the party. Harriet the Spy. So Nate and Daddy Arch running in the park is just like they was in the pilot episode.
Yeah, they back
he's
at
back,
it. Things
back
he,
at it. They got
like,
the
he
run.
Clean and sober.
Okay, I got to ask. So you from the East Coast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This shit is crazy to me. Like, I can't get out with New York for the simple fact that you have to exercise in Central Park.
Central Park is beautiful. I'm such a sucker for Central Park.
I can understand that.
It's
just something about it. It's just like it's so city-fied. Like you gotta run.
You gotta like
you
go
prefer,
like you're
nature.
Like green refuge in the center of the Big Apple.
Yeah. I'm not a.
I also think that it's funny that like, I don't know, would Nate and his dad like really be doing that? You know, yeah. I don't know.
Running together?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I work out with my dad now. But now, like when I was in high school,
I don't know.
Nah.
Feels weird to me.
I would have longed for that in high school, honestly.
That would have been fun. Nice. Like, I did that one, and then you get to talk, you know, talk about your problems and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, Tiny Nate's dad is, he's up to no good anyway. So he's probably like, I need to run with him just so I can go hook up with my connect so I can get it. I don't want to skip ahead and spoil this shit.
I need a refresher. Nate's dad was a cokehead?
Yeah.
He was on coke. And he was also embezzling money or something from his company.
Yeah. Remember that.
Now he's facing jail.
He is the worst. He is the worst.
To me, he's a character that I could completely do without. I'm like, this is, I understand they like put him in the show to like give Nate depth and for us to understand Nate's psychology of being this kind of like tortured, but like sweet kind of guy who's like, I've always cared for my family.
Right.
But like.
What's funny I think the writers of Gossip Girl agree with you.
Yeah.
They were like, get your ass out of here.
Yeah.
They basically like, well, we'll talk about it. But essentially, they did what you said. Mm-hmm.
While they running, he goes, hey, we'll watch the Yankees today. He's like, I'd like that. And then he walks away. Mm-hmm. He's like, ah, it's my sponsor. And he calls. He's like, get there before the wedding. It's like, why can't you have met anywhere else for this day? You got to meet right outside the biggest wedding in Manhattan. I don't know where to get married at. So
he's looking creepy as hell too. He's like, I'm a slime ball.
He got his hair slicked back.
The hairstylist on the show. I have a lot. You got to get her on.
Well, I wish we could. Serena and Dan. Serena gets to Dan's house.
Right.
Georgina is up in there. They damn break up the fight. They can't fight. I don't damn feel like this.
I was like, man, Georgina's so funny. The way she walked out, too. She's like, she just knows like what she's doing. Yeah. She's like, hey,
Serena.
Sorry. Didn't know you were going to be here.
You bitch. She's going off on her. And Dan's like, oh, easy now, ladies, like, easy.
Yeah, I love how he called her Sarah. He's like, leave Sarah alone.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be defending her.
Here's my question. What exactly, because I forget, and your listeners are going to be like, Greta, you should have listened to episodes of the pod. What exactly is Georgina's damage? Like, what? Uh-huh. And she's back there because Serena ruined her life?
See, this is, I don't know why I spoke up first, because I don't know. I don't know. Like we learn a little bit at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't like, she's like, I just want us to be friends again, Serena. I think it's just like a misery loves company.
Yeah, I think she's like, my life is shit. You were my friend. Right. And the fact that you're not here to be with me makes me feel shitty. So I want you around.
But Georgina stays as a character in the world until like the very end.
Right.
Don't spoil it. Oh, yeah,
you
don't spoil it for my
man. Oh, sorry.
I won't spoil it.
We don't know
where Georgina's coming back.
I lied. Michelle Trachtenberg is never coming back.
Don't say that either, because that would be expected.
She's a spy.
Listen, I definitely, like, imagine, like, you was a gangbanger, but now you a Muslim, and you go back to your hood.
That's what Georgina's doing.
Serena's a Muslim now.
Yeah.
She really got her life together.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah,
like, Serena got her life together. I'm trying to get back in these streets. Yeah. And then she's like, I don't eat pork
no more.
Assalamu alaikum. And then Michelle Trachtenberg's like, fuck that. Fuck all that Muslim shit. I'm trying to get back in these streets.
I'm going to use profanity, sister.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I love you. You're one of my good friends, but I do not do these things anymore, sister.
Yeah.
Georgina.
Honestly, Carl, that's the best. I actually empathize with Georgina now. Like, I actually get
I
what
empathize
she's going
with
through.
Georgina
she's
too.
Like, she's basically like, I feel like, you know, you making me feel like I'm just like, oh, yeah, they got my.
Is that the Uber Eats?
My Firehouse sub coming.
No, they're eating tender greens.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand
they look happy as hell, too, holding that tender. Or that was sweet greens.
I think.
Yeah.
The only greens I do is Athletic Greens.
Yeah. That's
what Gossip Kings brought to you by Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens. We love that shit so much, we promote it in the podcast, not even on the break.
We got to go to break now? All right, we'll be right back after this message from Athletic Greens.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And we're back. Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip Kings.
I just took a shot of Athletic Greens and I'm fired up. man, I can't believe we're on a finale, bro. This is too. I'm getting sad. Even though, you know what's great about this? Season two.
We got so many more episodes of this to do. We ain't gonna be sad. Yeah.
Season three, season four, season five. Yeah. I think there are seven seasons.
Yeah, we were literally doing this podcast until we're 6 years
old. Yeah, I was gonna say, if you wanted, you could stretch this for a long time.
We said that we were
gonna
replace ourselves with Idris Elba and Terrence
Howard. Yeah, yeah. I think we're actually gonna do that too. Like, yeah. That's when we know we made it.
Yeah. Like, they fill in for us.
Hello. So what happened? Where we leave off at?
So Georgina walks out.
Oh yeah.
And they break
scrapping.
Up the fight. Yeah. And Serena's like, look, y'all just fell asleep. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even care. I just want to move on.
Right.
Because Serena knows that she's been bullshit.
Yeah.
So this was actually pretty noble of Serena.
Me
she
too.
Didn't
I
talk
thought
about
that
But
too.
They didn't fuck.
They didn't. We don't learn that.
We don't
after.
Know that.
I was like,
she
oh,
don't know
definitely.
That.
In my notes, I was like, oh, he clapped. I feel like she would have drugged him.
A beta bitch.
See, this is what's so interesting. He's felt so
Are
smart.
You hating on my man, this ben, come on, man.
He's felt
hating
so smart
Space
this
Jam
whole time. Like,
no.
And then he just falls for this Georgina shit. And I'm like, this is crazy, man. I feel like this character wouldn't fall for this shit.
But it's like, you think to her, what Greta's saying, when I was thinking in that moment, is like, he has such this high moral character, but he's also like, really ain't. It's Serena's like the first girl he's ever really like hooked up with.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, man, this girl likes me.
And
I feel
Serena,
like, he's like, oh, this is tight.
Serena eats him.
Yeah.
Like, eats him alive.
Yeah, he ain't ready for that.
She, he got a knife and fork. She cuts it up in pieces. But she told him the truth, right? She laid it out. And that was such a funny fade. Like the way they edit that, where she's like, and that's how I killed that person.
Yeah.
he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But then Lily walks into Bart's building. He's like, this first building I bought. And then they say some other shit. I got distracted.
Yeah, I love it. Bart was just like in his power pose. He's like, I'm going to stand right here when she walk in.
And they're like, out just the show the shitty kitchen so that it looks kind of humble, but with a very clean view of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, exactly. Also, like, talking about this the first building I bought. I started from nothing. I own this piece of shit building.
Yeah.
It should have been in shambles.
Yeah.
It should have been in
It looks great. It looks great, Bart Bass.
It should have been like a family of puppies in the corner, like,
But he had that moving speech with her.
Yeah. What did he say? Because I think I tuned out. I was.
You remember?
He said, you know, like, and I'm selling it because, like, I have to let go of the past or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. They're metaphorical.
And then he turns to her and he's like, can you let go of yours?
Yeah.
Implying, like, you got to stop.
I know
fucking.
You smash.
I know. Yeah. I just love that he just knew that. He was just like, I know everything that happens in this city.
Yeah.
I'm Donald Trump.
I wonder if he's like letting her get away with this because he knows he can't please her sexually because he's an old man.
I don't know.
I've got to be real. Like, I can't get a read on Daddy Bass. Like, I don't know what's going on with him.
When we first started, I thought he was like a Trump.
Yeah.
And he still might be, but like, for some reason, sometimes he seems like kind of decent.
Yeah, like it seems like he's kind of just trying to be a good guy. Like, or he's like he's trying to like commit to Lily, I guess.
I think he's the best one somehow at like cutting his losses. I think in some ways he's like has the most grounded reactions to a lot of people in this world. Where like even though he's obviously like an egomaniac, like narcissist, successful freak guy.
Yeah.
I still think somehow he reacts like more calmly.
Yeah,
it's almost like everything's like a business thing. He's like, all right, so you fucked that guy. Okay, so are you gonna keep fucking him? Because if you do, that's gonna cut me some time when I'm doing my marriage.
I always said he's the hottest guy on the show.
Bart
really?
Bass.
Yeah.
Wow, hotter than Nate Archibald.
Yeah. Oh, Nate Archibald.
You ain't fucking with Nate.
You not fucking with Rufus.
Yeah. No, I'm not fucking with Rufus.
Yo, what you Greta, mean? Man,
Greta,
you know.
All right, Greta, please, you out of here.
No,
Greta,
no. Please.
Cut the podcast. Yeah. Cut the cameras
this
off.
This is Athletic Greens will not approve of this.
No, yeah. Karen, let me tell you why.
Athletic Greens, we are sorry. Please
let
don't
me tell
pull
you
plug.
Why. And, well, this goes, let's keep talking about where the episode goes.
Okay.
Because when we get to the Rufus Lily.
Yeah.
Keep laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing because he said Athletic Greens. We don't endorse that.
No,
we are Big Roof. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Me and Carl, we the Big Roof.
We team Roof, dog.
Right there,
that's my guy.
No, I obviously, he's everyone's guy.
Okay.
Everyone loves him.
Like Bart Bass.
Here's why I don't like him.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't spoil nothing for me, please. I haven't seen it.
No, he's a good guy. I do. Look, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of just like, grow up. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing with him.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so
grow
like Bart
up,
Bass
honey.
Is like, he's an adult. He's...
Yeah, I'm just like, Bart Bass, like, I'm sure he had dreams.
Yeah.
Like, he probably wanted to be a fucking painter or
yeah.
something like that. I don't know. But he was just right. like, you know what? I'm not good enough at this. So
yeah.
I'm going to become a real estate guy
yeah.
and become
so you want
shitty.
You want a Big Roof to, like, stop
get it together.
Dreams, you know, go out, get a real, become an investment
yes,
banker or something.
This, like, you know, it really is, though, that culture. What mm-hmm. What is this, 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Of that, like, rich bohemia that everyone was, like, wanting
yeah,
to
like,
lean
even
into.
His, the mom, his ex-wife is just like, I'm just going to be a painter and
yeah.
not raise my family at all. But, well, let's talk about it more because we're going to get into, like, when him and Lily, did we get to Lily and Rufus having their talk yet?
No, we haven't okay. gotten. We haven't gotten to that yet. Or maybe
we got
did.
Georgina.
So, I forgot to say Dan called Blair at the end of.
Oh
the,
yeah,
yeah.
To connect. Yeah,
Blair is Dan. So now he's at her house. This was tight.
Yeah,
I like this part.
Them conspiring.
Yeah. But he's on the phone. He's getting Georgina to come out, and I'm surprised Georgina fell for this shit.
I know, she really kind of, like, she should be smarter than that. But
yeah.
I guess,
well, my favorite line in the show, which we'll get to.
Yes.
She's not as slick as Blair Waldorf.
That's right.
So, they, you know, she got him lying to Georgina. Georgina buys it, meets Dan in the park. This is where Blair comes mm-hmm. and sets her up. Like, you may not see Dan, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Or Dan was there, and he's like, I'm here, too. It's a full party.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And so what is this line? What is the line you like?
Well, no, it's like, first of all, when she's like, I called your parents, mm-hmm. and I told them what you were up to, and I even enrolled you in, like, the home for troubled girls.
Yeah, it's a boot camp.
Yeah. No, it's like the boot camp for troubled kids,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
she gives her a flyer. Another flyer literally says the boot camp for troubled kids.
I know, I love that. Who the art department? Shout out to the art department that made that flyer.
But then, like, so she planned with Georgina's parents to get her shipped away to this boot camp. Mm-hmm. And then in front of Georgina's parents, Blair goes up to Georgina and is like, and never forget, I'm the craziest bitch in New York City.
Yeah.
I'm
I love that
like,
line. That's
me
why I'm.
Too.
That's right. There's why I'm Team Blair all day.
This is,
she's like, it's only one of us out here. Get your ass out of my city.
I'm upset that show is not actively casting now because I would be mm-hmm. an incredible Blair Waldorf.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Get it.
That
would
have been the
Greta on the new Gossip Girl. Yes.
For me.
Yeah. Let's redo the whole show. We should do a thing where we recast it
yeah.
with all the people we know.
Yeah.
Or we could do a live table read, maybe a special event for XOXO Gossip Kings where we do an episode and you can cast your friends to read.
Oh, yeah.
Anya, write that down. Anya, write that down. Come on
down.
Now. Come on now.
A little live show. That'd be really fun.
We love that. That's great.
That's a great idea.
I put, so now, see, you spoiled a little bit for me because you said Georgina was coming back. Now, I didn't think she was going to die, but I felt like this ending to this scene was anticlimactic. Like, we called your parents. It's like, this girl's out here doing coke and killing people.
But that's how you have to know she was going to come back.
Yeah.
Because Michelle Trachtenberg, or Georgina, is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think that Michelle Trachtenberg heard Blair be like, I'm the craziest bitch in NYC. And then she was like, oh, just you fucking wait.
Game on.
Yeah.
I'm finna
like
get in that
little,
ass.
They're like henchmen, too. The parents had like a little henchmen.
Yeah.
Like,
don't try to run.
Nowhere. Yeah.
Don't try to run.
But I like, it also gave me some insight into Georgina, because it basically like, her parents are like, we know you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They got, it's all like, we got beef. Like, you don't fuck around. We gonna fucking lock your ass up. Yeah. They're probably crazy too.
Yeah,
they seem like some mobsters or some shit.
Yeah.
Any parents that like lose, like rich parents that just like lose track of their kids. And I know kids that have parents like this. Like lose track of their kids, then send the kid to boarding school, then send the kid to like some like correctional type high school. I'm just like, you guys are shitty parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about you. You went to boarding school, right? Up in Connecticut. Tell us about that. How accurate is this lifestyle? Like, do you feel like? Because apparently the school had a lot of like celebrity kids up in there.
Yeah. Well, I my stint at the boarding school that I went to in Connecticut was very short lived.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, like, you know, I think as a whole, private school kids in these like prep schools in New York or Connecticut or Massachusetts or whatever, like, just have so much access. And there is so much money for a lot of these kids that, you know, it isn't unreasonable to be a kid and be like, yeah, and I'm going to get on my friend Jesse's like family's plane and we're going to go on their yacht and like, you know, whatever. I think that what I always find to be funny about the portrayals of elite prep schools in television is like the business side of things, how they'll be like a Chuck Bass will like, you know, type character will be like, and now at 17, I'm going to take over Bass Enterprises and I'm going to be like, that's not real.
Yeah.
Like, you don't be going to class with somebody who has like a brothel or whatever.
Or like a bar or like a speakeasy. Like, no, I mean, I knew kids that were like, that were very entrepreneurial and like running little like hustly businesses, but no one was like, you see this space on Madison Avenue? Yeah, I took out a lease. I'm like, that's going to be my new club. Like,
you knew people who were like reselling sneakers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was a big like drug cocaine conspiracy thing that happened when I was at boarding school. There were a lot of like, you know, just shit that kids, again, it's like all about access. I just think that
what
when
happened,
you have,
were they selling them or something?
Yeah, there was like a kid that got caught like taking the train from Connecticut to New York to buy a shitload of coke and then like deal it. Like, you know, and it's just like, and then the school that I went to, they had a zero tolerance policy for drugs, but like one kid got caught snorting something and it was like Adderall, but he tested positive for coke, but it was like a whole thing with the parents where they were like, but he just did coke over the summer.
They're like, that's like the show. Like, it's like, he ain't kicked out of school.
But
that's
it's crazy. Like coke doesn't stay in your system for that long. So it's like, no, like what? It's
wild. Oh man, that is crazy. That's a wild experience. Yeah.
I went to public school.
Yeah, I guess drugs were all over there. But
like there's just so many scandals. I mean, drugs, sex tapes. I'm sure you've read the recent article about the girl who is famous who went to Horace Mann in New York. Mm-mm. I'll send you this article.
Please do.
It's just crazy shit.
I come across in my news section. I'll have to go look up that.
Bored children with too much access is how I would summarize the experience of prep school.
Damn.
And kids that are put under so much pressure.
Also,
the other thing that's interesting is like how the college, how you have to go to certain colleges. Did you feel that too? Did you have?
I mean, I was the only kid in the history of my high school to go to the University of Arizona. Everyone else, like, everyone at my high school was like all of the Ivy Leagues, like Stanford, like all of these fucking schools, Vanderbilt, like all of that shit. And I felt stupid. And my siblings both went to fancy college. But then I did end up going to Parsons. Not an Ivy League, but links back to Gossip Girl.
Yes. Yeah. Parsons.
Little J.
We're going to get there. So Rufus and Dan talking it out.
Yeah.
And then Dan be treating this dude so bad.
Yeah.
I just can't, why you treat your dad? You literally got the best dad.
Yeah.
Like, why you be treating him like this? He's going to the wedding. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to the wedding. Dad.
Yeah. I felt so bad for Rufus. He was like, "Oh, just so you know, the reason you can't be with your girl is because she, I'm with you. I'm with her daughter."
Yeah. So and he's like, "Fuck all that shit." Yeah. I'm like, "Damn, so why you gotta do your boy like this?" He walking out, he's gonna get on the tour buses. His bandmates are all out the window, banging their drumsticks.
Like, yeah, he's like, "Come on, Dad." Yeah. He's just sitting on the bus, like longing.
Yeah, they all writing songs. Did you see that shit?
The bus, on my nerves. No, the bus scene was. I was like, he's just like sitting with a guitar,
and they all in the back, like, "Yeah." So on stage. Hands are number four.
I'm playing you go, like, cards.
Hilarious. He's like, how do people in bands talk?
I love, like, you know, the actors in that scene asked the director. They were like extras. They're like, "So what exactly do you want us to be doing in the background?" And the director's probably like, "Whatever you think people do on a tour bus."
Yeah.
All these, too, all these music pages.
When they had Georgina's parents, they were just standing with their backs turned. Yeah. The they were like, "Is it time for us to turn around yet?" Yeah. That shit was so stupid.
Little Jay made Vanessa a dress.
Oh yeah, that
she walked out the room looking like a Flintstones pushpot.
Like
my latest creation. I was like, "All right, maybe I know you're just starting out, Little Jay." But
yeah.
No, that was not cute.
Looking like an orange dream machine from Jamba Juice.
I mean, you could do
look like a mango blast.
I was gonna say, like... no, it was the peach one.
A peach party. I don't
or
know.
Peach, there was like peachy something in Jamba Juice.
Yeah, it was like peachy clean.
Yeah, I think it was.
That dress was weak. I was roasted in the bed, like a Hostess orange cake.
I know. I felt so bad. You know, she's like really like this is a date with Tiny Nate, and I was like, I feel like Vanessa can't be like. I don't like this shit. So
the
she had
accessories
to wear
were
so.
Also the lily in the hair, the blue flower cuff.
Everybody was whack at this wedding. Yeah. Like Blair's dress was hideous, like with that fucking big ass bow.
Blair's
on the
dress
neck.
Was horrid.
It was so bad.
And I'm like, isn't this black tie? Dress, me too. Serena looked really good, but Serena also looks full on like she's 29 years old.
Yeah, she looked like growing up. She looked older than Lily. I was like, what?
Yeah. Lily looking good. Wedding day, Chuck and Blair in whatever they got going on. She kick him in the shin.
Also, can we briefly, one more thing, discuss how awful the styling is for the men at this wedding?
Yeah, no, that shit looked
that bow tie, that like rosy bow tie.
Yeah.
I was like, with the crisp white tuxedo shirt, I'm just like, what is going on?
Also, I've said it before, but Eric has got to be the smallest person on the planet.
Is
he a fucking doll that you sit on your leg?
I forgot he was in the show.
Yeah, like,
and those highlights.
Like, why can't he? His clothes never fit. I'm like, there has to be a children's section.
He has that chunky Jennifer Aniston highlight.
Yes.
He has that chunky.
Oh, and he's always like, where's Chuck?
He's like, have you seen Chuck? Yeah, they had to give him. They were just like, let's give him some lines.
Give him a line and so he justify why he's here.
Yeah.
He probably was like, I don't want to come to set. Like, I
know that feeling. He's probably like, well, you got to be there because it's the wedding.
Yeah.
Because that was going to say, like, it was popping. I was like, okay, little Jay's out. Like, everybody was in the mix. Who else was there?
Everyone.
Everybody from the whole show was up in there. But that I think so.
Everybody except Rufus.
Yeah.
And then he shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Nate pulls up with his dad. Daddy R sees Chuck and Nate ain't talking. My advice, whoever she is, she ain't worth it.
ain't nobody trying to listen to your whack ass advice.
And Nate goes, that's the problem. Shoulder checks Chuck. Like, I'm like, man, yo.
Yeah, Chuck,
this shit ended crazy too, though. Like, so Blair goes in, sees Serena. She's talking about she's talking about forgiving Dan. This was like a good Blair moment. Blair was like, he need to be forgiving you.
I did like that.
Yeah. I'm glad she called her out. Because Serena do not be trying to take accountability.
Ever.
So I was glad she called her out on that. And she's like, I know, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Chuck sees Daddy Arch buying something from the slick back hair dude.
He's like, keep an eye on
keep an eye on it. You. Keep an eye on him.
Yeah, as if like Chuck has like a capo.
Yeah.
With him.
He'd be like, I'm running the town.
Yeah.
All right.
I run this. Rufus walk in on Lily. That shit was a good, nice little act break right there. But I get what you're saying now, though. I wasn't thinking about it before because it's like, come on, man.
Oh yeah, but it's also like that's Roof, that's man. Love, Greta, you ain't finna come in here, Greta, and turn my boy against Roof. This is Roof Dog. Yeah. This is a Roof Dog podcast.
I also love when she was like, don't we have security and they didn't stop you? And she was, or don't we have security? And he was like, why would you have wanted them to stop me? She's like, I just want to know that my money is not going to waste.
It was like everybody went back to their first episode attitude. Shut up.
Yeah, like y'all know y'all just hooked up last night. Get it in. Let's talk about it. So yeah, they, what happened? So Rufus is just like,
he tried to plead his
I guess he was trying to plead his case, but he was kind of like, I ain't really trying to get married.
I'm like, what are you doing then, my friend?
Yeah. Well, see, now this kind of got a little bit confusing.
Because he's like a non-committal little bitch. It's true. He's like, I got the call. I'm going on tour. And then he like goes and walks up to her and is like, we'll call it off. We'll tell everyone to leave. And like, you know, I don't want to get married. And yeah, I'm about to go on tour, but like, you can blow up this wedding and like, I'll be back in 6 months.
Yeah. Wait, so what ended up happening? Because that's not...
So they basically were like, they tried to do like a little flip joke on us, but basically it was like, I'm getting married. Because he was like, they popped out the door like, you ready to do this? It was kind of like they were fucking with us, but they were really
So it's over? Is it over between them now?
It's over.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Damn.
Yeah.
And then it ends with him being like, have an amazing wedding.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Yeah. So he, you know, that was probably the, I mean, what is he really going to do?
They said they loved each other. That was nice.
Yeah. It was like, it was like mutual, like, adult thing, but, you know.
Get away, Rufus.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But also, like, I was kind of feeling bad for Bass Daddy. I am kind of like, damn, this dude is way out there.
He's like, your mother is not known for punctuality.
Yeah. He's like, but inside, he's like, man, I bet that motherfucker Rufus is up in there.
Yeah,
I
can't believe that motherfucker.
I smell Rufus. I can smell that bolognese.
I smell dog in here.
Yeah. But he really does not get involved.
Yeah, he don't care. He's like, man, play that little shit. I don't give a fuck.
I know. He's like, I'm above all of this shit.
Yeah, that's why I fuck with him.
All right.
You making it.
Good case. All right, so then Dan and Vanessa get out the cab. Vanessa looking like the inside of a cantaloupe.
Looking like that ice cream you get at the gas station. Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, it's swirly.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that weak-ass dress.
It's so bad.
Dan finally tells me. Now, this one, I didn't understand again. Like, this shit was all over the place. Mm-hmm. So Dan keeps trying to talk to Serena. I'm like, but the wedding is starting. Why you keep trying to talk to her right now?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? And then Gossip Girl's like, these two are about to ruin the day.
Yeah.
And something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't tell me that Dan finna stand up while her mom was getting married.
I thought that was about to happen, too. I was like, no.
But also, he kind of had nothing to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's like,
I didn't quite get it.
Yeah, he was like, I slept with her. Yeah, let's talk about that. Because he goes,
I didn't, just so you know, I didn't clap cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I might as well have.
I could have.
Yeah.
We did everything. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Is that what he said? We were basically like,
did everything, but I'm like, a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
Just say you didn't smash. Like, she knows that she was at the house. Like, she knows that something
you
happened.
Rubbing it
in. And then, she was like, it's okay, it doesn't matter, I just want to be with you. And then he was like, I don't know if I want to be with you.
That was cold. I was like, but, you know, it was hard to see. Because, I know what you're about to say, girl. I'm just like, I've been waiting for them to break up all season. Yeah. So I'm like, please break up with her. This relationship is bad for both of them.
Yeah.
But it was funny that he's like, but we did everything else. You know, it was one moment where she's licking my ears.
She did this thing with her tongue. I'm like, God damn, I'm about to bust.
I was like, man, I was about to go in. I was about to get in there. I ain't had no condom. He's like, good shot.
I ain't had no condom, but she was like, still do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, you wild, Georgina.
Georgina. Man, Rufus almost came in there.
Rufus almost came in. He was like, son, you hitting that shit.
Serena's like, please stop talking. Please, my mom is getting married.
The wedding is starting. My mom was walking down the aisle. Why you keep telling me? where we at? Oh, yes. The wedding starts. My note just said, the wedding starts. It ends.
Yeah.
Like, the wedding. So Chuck tells Nathan he sees his dad leaving. They get into a little bit of thing. They kind of reconciling. Dad trying to sneak out to the Dominican Republic. Nate knocks his ass out. I love that.
Also, his dad calls it Dominica.
Yeah, Dominica. Yeah.
He's like, I'm a better father in Dominica. Yeah. I'm a better father in Dominica.
Dominica. I'd be a better father in Dominica. He did say that. I got a passport. I ain't getting no drugs. Got a passport. Really, man, this man finna snort so much cocaine.
Yeah. I know he's gonna be lit. I love that he was just like, he was like, man, I thought you said the case was going well. He's like, I'm guilty.
I'm going to jail. Yeah. Period. Yeah.
Don't you understand? You're too young. I can't do this.
I'm going to jail.
Ooh, that cracked me up. He is a pathetic.
Yeah. He's awful. Yeah. And I did like it when Nate decked him.
Yeah. That shit was tight.
Didn't he punch him?
He punched him in the beginning. Right. Yeah. But he knocked him out. Nate just hit a little,
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah.
Boom, he knocked his ass out. He stumbled getting back in the
limo. Crawling.
To the airport, please.
That shit was to the airport.
Limos, remember limos?
I know.
The show is filled with them.
Yeah.
Limbo, I know. Like,
it's crazy how limos have just died out. They're gone. The past five years.
It's weird to see a limo now.
Yeah, you see a limo now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a person on coke. Yeah. I need a limo.
Nate, Chuck and Nate reconciling. I didn't like that.
Also, you can't reconcile that fast.
Yeah. Not over something that crazy. Like, it was like, this is my girlfriend. You slept my girlfriend.
Yeah. No. Exactly. And, like, you're a dick to me, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Now we're cool.
It's a crazy. I was in love with her. He's like, well, like, Nate, you know, Nate's a sucker for
love. I've never heard you say you loved anyone before.
Yeah. Go after her, man.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was crazy.
And Vanessa coming out with like a creamsicle.
Yeah, looking like a fucking Nike shoebox. Yeah.
Also, that dress, they should have known better than to put her in that dress because when she came out, it was so wrinkled that I was like, we can't hit it with a steamer real quick before we go back out.
Yeah.
What if that was like a choice from directing me? Like, no, Vanessa's like,
it looks lived in. Yeah.
She's from Brooklyn.
It looks lived in. Let's have it be authentic.
Yeah. I'll put it in my nose. Serena's like, I forgive you. And he's like, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, Harry the Spy put that motherfucking thing on.
I know. He was done. Oh, wait till we talk about that coda. But yeah.
So Chuck gives a nice little toast. Him and Blair rekindle, which I'm like, you guys are awful. Well, that's why I still can't
how are you
be
feeling
Team
about
Blair.
That? Don't spoil nothing.
How are you feeling
about the Chuck Blair moment?
I don't like it. I don't like it. And you know, we get to the part where
it is the definition of a toxic relationship.
Yeah. I don't like it either.
It's like crazy. I feel like she also forgave him a little too quick. Like
she did.
To like at least just kissing all up in the wedding like that.
Yeah. Dan and Serena rekindle? No.
No, it was like a weird dance.
Yeah, the sad day. I don't want to let go. But then I saw it at the end. I saw it at the end. So Chuck and Blair are a real thing. That shit is weird to me.
I don't want to. It was like the saddest dance in the world.
How much time passed after that?
That was two weeks.
Damn, everything.
Yeah.
So Vanessa and Dan is painting the gallery. They hitting it off. I like that.
Yeah, they're cute.
But they're not dating, though.
No.
They're just friends, but they probably, I'm assuming.
Well, you know, because the poor people live in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And get each other painting walls.
Did you see how bad she's painting that wall?
Yeah.
She did a terrible job of paint on that wall. Like,
why are they doing that anyway?
You got to paint the gallery while Roof Dog is gone.
Oh, is that the gallery? I thought they were at the house. Okay.
The way that they show like what they think is the class divide between these people is so
crazy. Yeah, we're talking about that a lot. Like, it's like he is not poor. Like, it's got a nice
life. They're like, well, you know, we'll show Nate and Serena being rich, like walking on the sidewalk.
They got nice coffee. Meanwhile, Dan and Vanessa got fucking dookie
Vanessa,
water.
I feel like Vanessa is homeless though.
She has nowhere to live.
She kind of is the only person who we never see their house.
We don't know what's going on. Also, I'm like, she has a sister she's staying with, but I don't think you. Well, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure you meet her.
Serena and Nate.
Yeah, so they're kind of getting a little vibe.
Yeah.
Chuck and Blair are planning to go overseas together.
To Tuscany.
For a week. And then Lily walks in with some new girl.
Oh,
and
this
Chuck
guy
is like, he throw the roses in the
Bart Daddy was like, you sure you ready for that? He was fucking with him too.
Yeah,
that's why I know Bart Daddy. He ain't stupid.
He knew what he was doing.
you know, you're just gonna have a relationship, huh? Be together forever.
See, that's what I would do if I was like, if I ever have a kid, because like I was in a serious high school relationship. And my mom would always be like, just don't do that. Like, enjoy being in high school, like, whatever. Yeah. And I'd just be like, no, but like I'm in love and da 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 da. So I kind of feel that, being like, do you really want to go on like a romantic trip with your girlfriend? I would kind of fuck with my kid too.
Yeah. I mean, he basically, it worked. Yeah,
he threw the rose away and took one out. She goes, this shit was so like, end of series type shit. She goes, who are you? He goes, Chuck Bass.
And I would love to discuss what you're planning on doing in my room.
Who are you?
Yeah, she's also, her look was so, I laughed out loud.
Yeah, it was
I was
crazy.
Like,
she don't know what she's
when
doing.
She turns and she's no upper lip. Yeah. Also, this is like pre-filler.
Yeah.
For now, we're so used to seeing every girl with huge lips.
Right, right.
And I'm like, oh, this was when you could be rail thin and not
whole
have.
Time.
Chuck Bass.
I'm Chuck Bass. That was such a Chuck Bass moment. He's like, I'm back.
I was wondering what you're going to do in my room. I'm sorry. Who are you?
Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was nuts.
He's Chuck Bass.
But then Blair on the other side is getting it in, too, with homie with the jump seat.
Yeah. How old was he? Because don't he work for the company?
He seemed like a grown-ass man. Like,
I don't know.
That was crazy.
What do you think of that guy? You think he was attractive?
No, I think all of these people on this show are clowns. I don't know. Like, I'm telling you, the only person I would fuck on Gossip Girl is Daddy Bass.
Daddy? Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
What about D-Hump? I mean, I feel like D-Humphrey... he's attractive in the You Show. What's his name?
Penn Badgley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penn Badgley can get it.
What about Carter Bazin? You know, that was my spot on the other episode. I saw Carter Bazin the other day.
Who's Carter Bazin?
The dude from Pam and Tommy.
Oh, wait. Sebastian Stan. Oh,
yeah.
He can. Oh my God, I forgot he's on Gossip Girl.
Mm. Yeah.
Sebastian Stan can destroy me. Absolutely.
All right,
so I will say Sebastian Stan, yes, like all-timer. Okay. Penn Badgley can get it. I mean, look, are all these guys like, yes, attractive in a way? Sure. But like, I don't know, their characters, just now
it's
watching
I'm
like, whoa.
Because I was real attracted to Vanessa, but I don't like her anymore. Like, I don't like her character on the show that much.
I ride for Blair Waldorf all the
Blair's
way.
Blair's my girl. Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I fuck with
everybody's
Lily too.
Team Blair. I hope. Soon. I hope season two, I start getting into Blair.
You'll get there. You will.
As of now,
it takes
I ain't
a while,
team nobody. Like... I'm team Rufus Humphrey and team Lisa Loeb, who
Lisa
is Gossip
Loeb.
Girl.
Oh, yeah, because you have no idea who Gossip Girl is.
I think it's Lisa Loeb and all the black people who are on the show.
Yeah, so every black person in the show is Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
When you find out who Gossip Girl is, I'm sure other guests on the show have said this, your mind is going to explode.
Man, I can't. I bet you I kind of know. I kind of feel like I know who it is, but I don't want to say.
Man, you don't know, because I didn't know.
You think I don't know?
I don't know. We ain't going to talk about it.
No, you don't. Here's the thing.
I don't want to talk about it, because I feel like, especially with both of us here,
if you talk about it, then you're going to figure it out.
Carl is smart. He's been figuring shit out, like, even faster than I was.
I like how you say, Carl is smart.
I don't know.
He can figure out who Gossip Girl is.
But yeah.
I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to be spoiled.
It's Veronica Mars.
Oh, yeah.
In real life.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Shout out to Chris.
Great one.
That's our friend.
Okay. What do you think? Did we end it?
That's it. That's the end of the first season. Athletic Greens.
Give us a last pause.
Yeah.
Shout out to AK-47.
Shout out to AK-47. Clay, shout out to Clay.
Short for Clayton.
Clayton. Short for Claytonium. This is not the end of the show, because we still got to give our ratings on the finale.
Yeah.
The finale was a little bit lackluster to me.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it's
my
always
favorite
the penultimate.
Episode.
That penultimate.
Yeah, the penultimate was great. I gave that a 4.9.
So here's the rating system, Greta. So it was 5 XOs is perfect, a perfect score.
XO, okay. XO.
And then 1 is like trash.
Yeah.
So 1
okay.
X.
So I'm going to give this episode, just so you how you can know how we do the rating system. I'm going to give this episode 3.89 XOXO.
I love
so
it.
So that's XOXO, XOXO, XOXO. XOX.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
XOX.
And I'll give this one, I'll give it a 4.5. So, no, that's too much.
Wow, that's I'm really high.
I meant I'll give it 3.5. That's what I'll give. So a little less than so XOXO. Yeah. Okay, what'd you think?
I'm gonna give this episode. Now I'm thinking I guess I should. I'm not as up to date. You know what I mean? I haven't watched the whole season recently. But I just think I know where the show goes. I know what happens. And for me, I feel like a season finale needs to leave me really wanting more. Mm-hmm. Needs to leave me being like, especially with this, it's a soap opera, really. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't really leave me wanting that much.
Okay.
I frankly didn't even care. Yeah. I was like, Blair could fall out of the jump seat in the chopper. Yeah, I was like... Harriet the Spy is gone. Penn and Jessica Zohor or whatever can, you know, be happy in Brooklyn. Archibald and fucking Serena can be in the Hamptons. And Chuck Bass can be fucking the interns. Yeah. So for me, I kind of give this episode 2XO. XO. Wow.
Okay.
So that's
XOXO. XOXO. Well, you
have it. I haven't done a 2XO in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It kind of ended where everyone started.
Yeah.
It's just too clean. Like, maybe in the writer's room, they're like, we really don't know if we're going to get another season. So, like, it has to kind of be clean. So, it kind of just felt like the show could have just ended there and we all would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was cool. Okay. All right. Well, should we just do one new story today?
Yeah, I got one. Oh, here's a good one. Well, it's going to seem random if I don't do all of them. But this is one news story that I had to talk about. So I do this segment where I look at the news and we talk about who would do this in our show.
Mm-hmm.
So a man was shot at a baby shower. So my question is, who would get shot at a baby shower? That's all right. That's not funny. All due respect. Yeah. Who on our show would get shot at a baby shower, you think?
I'm going to say that... Here's what I think. I think it's going to be Nate's dad, and he goes to the baby shower, and it's like he tries to get some drugs from Slick Hair Dude, and he gives him like, hey, man, I thought I had all the money, but I don't, and Slick Hair Dude be like, pop!
Like in his stomach, too?
But he don't die. He just like stumbles into the limo. He's like, hospital, please! Who do you think?
I could honestly see Blair getting shot at a baby shower by Michelle Trachtenberg.
Georgina would be
Georgina.
You think you can send me away to fucking boot camp? They got guns there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really
funny. She come back in like an army suit?
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, did that happen, actually? You're not far off, Carl.
Oh, man. So she told you I was smart. If she come back in an army suit, I'm like, I knew she was coming back.
It's going to be season 2. Here we go.
She comes back. She's a full Marine.
Yeah. She's like, I'm fucking... I'm ready for combat.
What do they say? The proud, the few, the Marines?
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
The proud, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Greta, thank you so much. This has been a blast.
Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to, you know, that we got to finish this like finale with you as our guest.
What a wonderful, beautiful little day we just had.
Please tell the people everything. Please tell them.
Oh, well, you have to listen to my podcast, Senior Superlatives, also a HeadGum podcast, where I will also... before seeing both of you to be guests on the show.
We'd love to.
You know, when is this coming out?
This will be out Friday. Next Friday.
If you're living in Los Angeles and you want to come and see me do an hour of stand-up comedy, you can come at the Elysian Theater on March 27th.
Ooh,
or April 30th as part of Netflix's A Joke Festival.
Let's go.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. This is a HeadGum podcast. You know Anya does that voice.
This is a HeadGum podcast. She never wants to do it, but she does that voice. She's the one.
It's kind of my private thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she don't want nobody to.
It's like when you see Kevin Hart or do the, I don't know, whatever. man, guys, that's the end of season one.
That's the end of season one. We wrapped it up.
This has been great. Hit us up, man. Yeah. Tell us how you feeling.
How you feel about season
emotional,
one?
Emotional, whatever. Yeah, you know, we'll be in there. You can talk to.
Maybe before we start season two episode, we'll get some listener reviews on season one. So let us know some of your thoughts on season one.
Yeah, and then we can talk about it in the next episode.
In the next episode. And then, we did it, y'all. I watched the whole season of Pelly.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the pandemic, it's very hard for me, a YouTube fiend. We appreciate you. Make sure you rate and review on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at XOXOGossipKings_podcast. And we'll see you next week.
See ya. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.